Praise be Jesus and Mary. In today's gospel reading, our Lord says to the Pharisees, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am." I am, of course, is the holy name of God, Yahweh. So he's telling them, you know, it's only at that point you're going to understand it. And he says, you know, unless you come to believe that I am, you will die in your sins. You know, when we look at that, we realize that, you know, what he's telling them is that it's only in such an act as the crucifixion that any of us are truly going to believe in who he is. His apostles, you know, on one level believed. St. Peter, for instance, inspired by God, professed who Jesus was, but then he fell away in his human weakness. Jesus had told his disciples who he was, and they still didn't understand. You know, it wasn't until he proved his love completely that we would be able to see and to believe. It's in that perfect act of love on the cross that our sins are forgiven. And unless we're willing to look at the cross and recognize who he is, you know, we have no means of forgiveness. Just as the Israelites had to look at the bronze serpent, you know, it's ironic, the bronze serpent was the cause of them dying. And they had to look at the cause of them dying in order to be healed. And St. Paul tells us that Jesus became sin. You know, sin is the cause of our dying. And we have to look at Jesus crucified to be healed and to live. That's why Jesus said, just as Moses raised up the bronze serpent in the desert, so when I am lifted up, you know, all will come to believe. You know, this just doesn't imply a head knowledge, you know. We know all these things, but just think how many Catholics have been educated in the faith over the centuries, and how many have fallen away. You know, they knew what the truth was, but they didn't believe it. So, first of all, you know, how grateful we have to be that God has given us the ability to accept the truth. Now, it's a matter of really letting it sink in, of making sure that we know in our heads, you know, what we know in our heads, we're also living in our lives, so that it's really in our hearts, so that it's not just to say I believe with our minds, but to say I believe, you know, with the way that we live our lives.